off the last daf in the first parakeet Shnayim Ofsim. Before we just start on the two dots on Yitas Mabez, just 2 points from yesterday. That is, yesterday on Mabez, the sugi was brought up of Shchiv Mira. Of Shchiv Mira, of somebody on their deathbed, and they make a daitiki. And that has, as we know, special rules in halacha, special ways that one does not need regular ma'isik kinyanim, because Chazal said, so that the person doesn't have tirif adas, we allow it to work. So the Rama Paskas that like this in Hilchos Zechiyah Matana Perek Ches halacha aleph even hasuma o episeach lo gideim, if somebody's blind or lame, ochoshish barosho, somebody has a headache, o be'eno, o baraglo, his eye hurts, his foot hurts, hareyu kavoy l'chol davar b'mem karo b'meklo b'nder matanosa. Somebody is sick, so they're like a bari. Only aval acholesh etoshes koach kogufo v'kashal machbas acholi, is so weak ad she'enu yochol lahalech al raglo b'shok, if he can't walk, v'hari hu no fel alamita, and he's on his bed and he can't walk and he's close to death. And his laws are not like a manizbari. You don't need a kinyan. This is midirabanan, right? How does the Rambam know this definition of shchiv mirah? So the Magen Mishnah says that pashut ain sorach biur va'loshon daibakach shchiv mirah. Right? He has to be lying down and he can't get up. That is a real shchiv mirah. But if you look a couple of halachas later in the Rambam, halacha chav dalid in ches chav dalid, the Rambam adds, Hamafarish bayam, somebody's going out to sea. Vayotzi b'shayara, or going out to the desert. Vayotzi b'kolar, or going out to be killed. Vahamisukan, or somebody's in a very dangerous situation. Vahusha kafats alav, the last one, misukan. Vahusha kafats alav choli v'echwad alav cholyo. Kol echon me'ar ba'atan, kimitzava machmas visahu. All four of these are as if they are mitzava machmas visa. Or somebody going out to the sea or to the desert. He himself has the halacha of mitzvah machmas visa, right? And therefore, v'arei hu k'dvarv k'chzuvich b'surin u'makayim anasam emes. Right? Even though he's not a shchiv mirah, he's just in a very potentially dangerous situation coming up. So he already has the halachas because we don't want him to have tirif adas either. That is a sheet of the Rambam. That's a sheet of the Rif. But other Rishonim do not agree with this. Or automatically, somebody's going out to the desert, we could treat them as a shchiv mirah. Says the Magen Mishnah here, quoting the Rashbav, Yesh Cholkim b'mefarish v'yotzi b'shayara. Fine, mesukan, but yotzi b'shayara? No, she'in din malakad din bari. Right, mefarish yotzi b'shayara, she'in misasam smucha in lanu. Later on, it's going to be a dangerous situation, fine, but right now they didn't leave yet. The boat isn't about to turn over. So therefore, that is an important machlokas we've shown him. Is there a halachic definition of shchiv mirah? Not just a literal definition of shchiv mirah. That is the discussion of the Rambam. Number one, the other issue of shchiv mirah that's important to note is when does the kinyan of shchiv mirah take place? Right, does it really take place la'achar misa, meaning once the person dies, or does it really take, or maybe even a second before he dies? I mean, not la'achar misa. Or do we say that it takes place basically when he writes the get, when he writes the shtar? Once he dies, l'mafreya, it goes back to the ksivas. To the ksivas hashtar, ksivas adaydikis. That also is a machlokas we've shown him. Right, what's the nafgamina? What if the makabel dies before the shchimira? The shchimira on the first of Sivan writes it, and then on the third of Sivan the makabel dies, and then on the fifth of Sivan the shchimira dies. So if you say it goes back from to the ksivan, the makabel still gets it, and the yarshim of the makabel get it. But if you say no, it doesn't go solam afreya, maybe it goes the moment before the shchimira dies, so then the makabel doesn't get it. With the Shchimiras before. So Tosfos and Gittin, on Yud Dalet Amud Beis, Tosfos, the end of the first parak, holds that it goes back Lema Freya. Omeri, Avagav Demes Mekabel B'chaye Nosein, even if the Mekabel died in the life of the Nosein, V'lo Kani El La'achar Misas Nosein, still, Afilu Hachi Kanu Yarshim. Right, the Yarshim still are Konet, the Das Nosein Hu, because the Das of the Nosein is, Tekivan Sheyeshno Mekabel B'shas Matan Mos, who are Yarshav? It doesn't matter. That's the umdana that it works, and therefore it must go back l'mafreya totally. Not only Rishonim, the Rashba there argues on this, but this is also an important machlokas Rishonim. How much does the shchimira, how much does it go back in time? Again, it might be lumdis. What was the takana of Chazal when they said shchimira should be nikneh? Okay, so now let's get to the two dots on the bottom of Yud Tasim and Beis. As we had yesterday, the whole Amud was really two sentences, whether the how you answer the stira in the, between the Baraita and the Mishnah. So we said Bari versus Shchimira, or himself versus his son. So now we get to the next case. Tana Rabbana. Matzah Shovar. Let's say, we never had this case yet. Let's say you find a Shovar, a receipt. You find a receipt. We were just talking before the shiur started, a receipt that the get was given. So who do you give the receipt back to? And who do you assume it fell from? Right, did it fall from the woman, and it's her receipt that she got the get? Did it fall from the man who might have commissioned a sofer to have the receipt ready in case the woman comes to ask for her get? So who do you give the receipt back to? So Bizman Shah Isha Moda, when the woman admits that she was divorced, that she did not get it yet. So then, when the Isha is Moda, then you return it to the husband, because you assume that it was not given yet. If the Isha is not Moda, you don't know anything, so then you don't give it back. He just holds on to it. The motse gives it to Bez Din, he holds on to it, you don't give it back at all. But the Brisa does say that when the Isha is Moda, we do give it back to the husband. When the Isha admits that she already got her ksuba, and therefore you can give the shover back to the husband to keep as a raya that he paid the ksuba. So Gemara asks, why? V'leichosh, why are we choshesh? Dilmakas v'lita minisan. V'lo nasna tishrei. Maybe she had the shover written in Nisan in order to give to the husband when she got her ksuba. But really, her ksuba wasn't given to her all the way until Tishrei, right? V'gazlav is avanta ksuba v'tovas hanamini sana Tishrei. And she was still married in the interim, and therefore, in reality, she had the rights to the ksuba in the interim, and she sold the ksuba v'tovas hanah. As we know, a woman is allowed to sell the rights to the ksuba during her marriage. B'tovas hanah, what does that mean? That means that she doesn't sell it for the full price of the ksuba, because there's a chance that it will never be collectible. If the woman dies before the husband, then the one who buys it is taking a risk, right? So therefore, it won't be collectible. So therefore, you sell it for a little less. But she sold it. Maybe she sold it in the interim. Umafik lil shovar the kazav nisan. What's the husband going to do? The husband's going to take out the receipt, the shovar, that was written in Nisan, as if it was given. He paid it up in Nisan. The asal mitzvah lekuchah shalokadin, and that she had no right to sell these properties, and the husband's going to collect it shalokadin. So therefore, why aren't we choshesh? Why do we return the shofar? Before we answer the question, I think I mentioned this machlokas a couple of days ago, but I'll just see it inside. Let's say the case where the woman does not admit. The woman does not admit that the shofar was paid or not. And Rashi adds, by the way, just one fact: they're still living together. Rashi says in the first Rashi, Mashal Shovar, Shekatsa Isha Labaila Tiskabalti Ksubasi, right, that the Shovar says that the man already paid the Ksuba, but Va'oda Tachtav, right, they're still together. So that's the question, whether the Ksuba was paid or not. So what happens in the case where she does not admit? So what happens now? So let's say she has the Ksuba in her hand. Is it collectible? Could she collect her Ksuba with this? There's a Shovar around that we're not returning. So what do we say about the shtar? So l'chora, according to the Rambam, remember we had the Rambam yesterday who says, any shtar that you don't return, but if you return it, it works. So it sounds like, according to the Rambam, basically, you let things go, whoever has the shtaras are collect. So therefore, here too, probably, he would say that the get is collect, the ksub is collectible. That's what the Chalakas Mechokek says here. The Chalakas Mechokek in the Hilchos Ksubis and Kufiyut says, you're right, you're not going to return the shover, but it's not a stalemate. You don't return the shover because you don't know what to do with the shover. But if she has the ksuba, memela haksuba b'cheskasa v'torefes halakuchos. So the ksuba is b'cheskasa and she can collect lakuchos. Hol v'isra hashover b'nefila. Because the shover has a reyesa that it fell down. V'komakam lo karina na shover. You don't rip up the shover because maybe later on Edom will come and say that the shover is true. So you don't rip up the shover, you just put it on the side. And the Chalakas Mechokek says that the ksuba would be collectible because the Isha has it. Other Achronim say no. Other Achronim say no. The whole point is that we're not sure what to do. So you can't collect the shover. You can't give back the shover, but who says she can collect the ksuba? She's got to bring a raya that it wasn't paid up. So that is a discussion in the Chalakas Mechokes and Rebbe Akiva Eger whether it is collectible. Okay, let's continue now. So the Gemara asked, when the woman does admit, though, you can give it back to the husband. So the Gemara's question is, why can you give it back to the husband? Maybe it was predated. Maybe the shofar was written in Nisan, and it wasn't used. The ksuba wasn't paid up until Tishrei. Right, we always use Nisan and Tishrei because those are the two Rosh Hashanah of the year. Right, Rosh Hashanah, right, the Machlokas, when the world was created. And you don't return it. You shouldn't return it because you should be worried that the husband's going to be Toreif Shalom Kedin. So, two answers in the Gemara. Number one, Amar Rava, Shmamina, Isa Lida Shmuel. Shmamina, we hold like Shmuel. To Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says, Hamocher Shtachov v'chaveir v'chazer o'machlo, machol. Shmuel said, as this has come up before, if I sell a Shtachov to my friend, I have a Shtach that says Ruvain owes me $100, I sell it to my friend, and then I'm mochel it to Ruvain. So does that work? Halachas, yeah, it works. I could be mochel the Shtachov after I sold it. It's not such a nice thing to do, right? I sold it to him, and he paid for it. He paid, and you know, he paid probably a good amount because it probably is collectible. It's going to be collectible. So, the halacha though Shmuel says is that it works. V'afilu yoresh b'ochel, and even the yoresh of the lender, the yoresh of the lender, the one who had the chov against him, can be mochel. So therefore, what? Therefore what? So Rashi explains. So this woman could be mochelas l'ksuba today if she really wanted to. So since she has the power to be mochel l'ksuba anyway, so she's believed to say it was paid up at a certain date. Right? That's the migo. That's what Rashi says about the tenth skinny line or so. Mitoch shebiyada limchol shtar ksuba labayla achshav. Since she has the power anyway to be mochelas the shtar today, lo chayshida l'sheva kasuli tibinisa. So we're not choshesh because she can just get rid of it today also. So that's how it works into the Gemara. So we mentioned whenever this comes up, the major machlokas we shown him, what is the svara for Shmuel? Why does Shmuel work? Why are you able to be mochel a shtar chov after you sold it? So two main shitas, and then one less famous shita. The two main shitas are, number one is the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam say that, why are you allowed to? Why does it work that you can be mochel a shtar chov? Says the Rambam. Where's the Rambam? The Rambam says in Ilchas Mechira, and the Rif writes in Ksubis, that Mechira Shtaros is Dirabanan. When you sell a shtar, you can't sell a shtar daraisa. You can't. The shtar was written out to you. You can't sell it daraisa. Midraban Chazal said, you know what? Person wants to sell a shtar, we'll say it works. But the Rambam says, Vav Yud Bey Zenuchas Bechira. Kinyan Ashtaris Kedera Chazos Midivrei Sofrim. Aval Minatora Ein Harayos Niknos El Aguf Hadover Hakonui Bilvad. Right? You can only sell objects. You can't sell something that's not Gufo Mamo, a shtar. You can't sell a shtar. And therefore, Lafika, Chabokher, Shachod, the Chavero, Adai Yochel Mochlo, Afilu Yorish Mochlo. Right? That's the Rambam. Who would ever buy a star? Well, maybe we assume that you're a nice guy and you wouldn't do this to me. Well, we're gonna say in a minute that you're gonna be chayv din garmi. We're gonna mention that in a second. But this is right.
You have that today.
Sorry.
People sell their checks.
Right. People. What about certain IOUs, checks, certain documents?
Pay for the risk.
Right. If they ever give you a check, the check might bounce.
No, a risk is something might go up, something might go down.
Okay. But what about a check? You don't know if he has money in his account. Somebody that sells gives you a check, you know what I mean? So you're taking a risk also. No, I want mizuma, I want cash, right? So a check itself is risky. But anyway, that's the sheet of the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah here points out a problem which we'll have to deal with in the fourth parak, and that is that the Mishnah there excludes shtaros from ona'a, mita oraisa. The Mishnah there says shtaros are not included in ona'a, and you need a pasuk to exclude that. We need a pasuk to exclude that. You can't sell it, midaraisa. So why does it have to be excluded from ona'a, from a pasuk? Okay, that's a question that we'll have to deal with. That is the sheet of the Rambam and the Rif. Kinyan shtaros is only d'rabbanan, so midaraisa, it's still mine. That's why I can be mochelet. The Ravid here argues, and he says, maybe there's a different shot. The second shot that is known is the sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam quoted in the Ran and the Tosfos Arash in Ksubis, in the ninth parak. Rabbeinu Tam gives a lumdus. You could sell the shtar chov midaraisa, but you know what says Rabbeinu Tam? You can still be mochel. Why? Lefi sheshnei shibudim yesh lo lamal ve'al halove. Again, one of the godliest of Dafyomi is that we get to review every couple of weeks certain yesodos and ideas that always come up. So Baruch Hashem, if somebody out there says, "Oh, you said this a few weeks ago," Baruch Hashem, that's the point. The point is to get it so ingrained in our brain that the well known and the important machlokos and issues, you know, keep coming back and back. So here's another one: mechir shtaros. So the Rambam and the Rif say it's derabanan. Said the Rabbeinu Tam, no, there are two shibudim that a person has. When I lend you money, I'm meshubit to you. I'm connected to you on two levels. I'm connected to you first of all shibud aguf. I personally am connected to you. I owe you. I am responsible to you. That's a shibud aguf that the lender, that the borrower has to the lender. Shibud gufo shalov hashu mechuyev lefroa. V'hu ikra shibud. And then says Rabbeinu Tam, the shibud achasov. My property is lien to you, so that if I don't pay back, my property has to pay you. Imu lo yifra midin arev. My property is like a cosigner. I have a shibud to you, and if I don't take care of it, my properties are all meshubud to you, wherever they might be. That's what the Gemara says, the last daf in Baba Basra, right? The din of Arev. V'shibud aguf sheish l'malva lova lavar mechiruhu. And what could be sold to Araisa? Says Rabbeinu Tam. This is his chiddush. Mechiru starts with Araisa, but only shibud achasim. You can't sell a shibud aguf. Shibud aguf is something personal between the lender and the borrower. That's not nitan l'mechira. Only the shibud achasim that can be sold. So sell the shibud achasim. You still have the shibud aguf. But you know what? You could be mochel then your shibud aguf. And once you mochel your shibud aguf, the shibud achasim falls away by itself. The shibud achasim cannot exist by itself. That's just me did arev, and therefore an arev is not going to have to pay if the ikar loan was nimchal. Right, the cosigner only pays if the loan still stands. So therefore, it says Rabbeinu Tam, you're able to be mocha your shibud aguf, and the mela, the shibud achasim, which you sold, falls away because it cannot exist independently. Elu divrei Rabbeinu Tam. These are the words of Rabbeinu Tam, says the Ran in Ksuvos. So we have the Ran, the Bishim Rabbeinu Tam, we have the Rambam, and there's another sheet of the Ravid quoted by the Ksos, but those are the two main sheetas. But as the Spalter just noted, this is not such a nice thing to do. Who would take the chances when to do this? But there is a Gemara. The Gemara there in Tzubis that says, on Daf Tevav, that talks about Mechir Shtaris, quotes that even though the person could do this, he's chayiv to pay the buyer Medina Zagarmi. So we spoke about it in Baba Kama. This isn't direct hasid. I'm not going and smashing his property, but I'm causing him a loss. And therefore, if you hold of Garmi, as we spoke about then, if we hold of it or not, one would have to pay. And as the Shizma Kubetz is there in Ksubas explains, why Yechayiv? The Labadafka de Mechayiv Misha Mafsid Guf HaMamon. Not only somebody who destroys the goof of the property of a person, he goes and smashes his headlight. Could go and moser umaradiner, like a moser or maradiner. Ela kol agorim hefsid lechaveror. Anybody who causes a loss to their friend, the afilu shelo yehe mafsid goof hamamon. Even if you're not being mafsid his goof hamamon, like a moker shtarchov, you're still going to be chayiv dina degarmi, because everything that you cause a loss. This is somewhere, as we said, between Grumma and Maisa Yashir. You didn't just, it's not just so indirect, right? But it's not an actual act of destruction. So therefore, somewhere in the middle, and if you're Chayiv, Medina Degarmi, you'd be Chayiv here. Interesting, he discussed Moser here. He discussed Moser here. So remember just the part about Moser and Masur and Arus and Ma'ares, as we mentioned. One of my Talmidim yesterday told me, right, the thought that we mentioned a couple weeks ago from the Tosfos Yantif, why is he called a Masur if he's really a Moser? Right, he's giving over because he thinks he's Moser now. He thinks he's given over people's property. Hashem's going to take care of him very soon. He's going to be Masur. And that's Arus also. Why is he called an Arus? He's being Ma'aris, a woman. He thinks he's being Ma'aris. He's doing something, but really he is accepting a lot of responsibilities now. So one of my Talmidim told me yesterday on this week's Parsha, there's another one you could add. He just told it to me separately, and I'm like, oh, that fits into the Tosfos Yantif. It says, towards the end of Bahar, Ola Eker Mishpachas Ger. Right, Eker, a Jew is sold to the Eker Mishpachas Ger. What does Eker mean? What does Eker mean? You look there, Rashi is talking about Avodah Zarah. Talk about Avodah Zarah. He's sold to the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, for not the Avodah Zarah Mamesh, but he's sold. So the Torah says, Eker Mishpachas Ger. So I forgot who he said in the name of, but Eker Mishpachas Ger, because right now they're there, but they're going to be Nakar very soon. Right, the Avodah Zarah is going to be Nakar very soon, and that's why it's already called Eker now. Right, so similar to the Moser and the Master part. Okay.
If the husband is Chayav Garmi, how does this work?
Why? If the wife is Mochelis.
Right, she's Mochelis.
She's Mochelis, so she is going to be Chayav Garmi to the buyer of her Ksuba. She is going to be Chayav. She sold the Ksuba.
If
she would have sold it.
Why is she believed?
What?
Ultimately, if she's Chayav, why is she...
Okay, but that's a Bidiyevet, but ultimately... Why? Because then it wouldn't be a Migu?
Yeah.
So first, I don't know if this is a real actual migu, right? Mitoch, since she has the power to be mochel to the husbands, first of all, I don't know if the Gemara is going like the Mandam of Dina Degarmi or not. The Gemara always says Rav Meir is Dina Degarmi, but either way, it's a ha'ara. It's a ha'ara. I mean, would this power work if she's going to have to pay? If she's going to have to pay anyway. Okay, let's continue. Just one other ha'ara, just that we're here, and that is. The Ksos, in that piece in that I mentioned before, where he quotes the three different shitas, the Ksos in Simen Samach Vav Chav Tes, discusses, he alludes to the other piece, could a cotton be mochel? Could a cotton be mochel? Let's say a cotton is a shtar. Could a cotton be mochel? So that's a discussion he has, whether a cotton is a bar mechila or not. First he says, maybe yes, but then he quotes, but we just said that you're chayiv. A cotton is chayiv a person is chayiv if he's mochel. So maybe, even though there's a takana for cotton's kinyanim to work, but maybe there's never such a takana by isurim, if the cotton's doing an aveira. So therefore, maybe the whole doesn't apply here. Nira kiva devada yisur ka'avid ha-mochel to ha mazik vim bar chiyu v'hu tzarach l'shalim im kein kiva ch'asa shloka hogan v'otikra chachamim bazeh shiyo be'peutos. It shouldn't work. So it goes back and forth whether this is going to work or not. But this might have to do with the issue of how do you look at mechila. Forget how do you look at mechira shtaris, but what is mechila? When I'm mochel something. When I'm mochel something, this is the stifler's discussion in Sanhedrin. When I'm mochel something, so is it that, you know, when I say, oh, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, the money that you owe me. So am I just removing myself? What's called siluk, which that's what it sounds like you're doing. I'm removing myself. I'm a salik myself. That's not really a kinyan. Or do I say, no, when I'm mochel, it's as if you gave me the money and I'm saying, take it back. I'm being makna you the money. Talach al-maisa. How do we look at mechila? So am I nafkamina cotton? Right, a cotton is the first nafkamina. Cotton can't do kinyanim. Cotton can't be kone. It's a la bardas. But a cotton maybe can be masalik himself. Right, siluk could work for a cotton. Right, so then that is one idea. Or you could say, does it work to a cotton? Could you be mochel to a cotton? So again, Tosfos says, we mentioned it last week, das acheres makne works on a daraisa level to a cotton, according to Tosfos. So if you say mechila is a hakna'a, so then it could work. A cotton could really get it, midaraisa. But if he says it's just a siluk, so the gadol removes himself, so the cotton's not zocha, that's not das acheres makne, and therefore it wouldn't work. So again, these are a couple of nafkaminas for mechila. What about bal karcha? What if somebody wants to pay me and I say, tough, I'm not accepting you. No, I want to pay you back. No, I'm not taking your money. I'm not taking your money. Could you be mochel balkarcho? So if it's a hakna, you can't be makne balkarcho. Somebody doesn't want to take it. But if it's a siluk, so tough luck on him. He's removing himself, and therefore, it should work, even balkarcho, the one who wants to pay back. So that also might be related to the issue of the ksos. Can a cotton be a mochel the shtarchov? Might have to do with how mechila works. Okay, that's where most of the action is on today's daf. So it's okay that we spend some time on it. Okay, so the first answer, what was the question? The question is, why do we return a shovar if the woman agrees? Why aren't we worried for the interim that the husband's going to be teref lekucho shelo kadin? So first the answer was, because really the woman can be mochel today, because she has that power, because of Shmuel. Abaya Amar, Abaya says, afilu teim molesa le Shmuel, even if we don't hold like Shmuel. No, the reason why we give back the shofar, we would allow it, is because she has the ksuba. She has the ksuba. Look at Rashi, second line, skinny line. She brings the ksuba to us. There's no issue. You're not worried that she sold it in the interim because she has the ksuba. If she would have sold it, she would have given the ksuba to the buyer. So that's why we're not worried about a mechira. We're not worried about a mechira that might have taken place. V'Rava Amar, Imishum Shtar Ksuba, if we're worried, if we see the Shtar Ksuba there, that doesn't help, because Chashin Shtei Ksubas. Maybe there are two Ksubas, right? Maybe, right, there's this one, and there's another one that the buyer has. So Havai Amar, no, Chadol Shtei Ksubas Lo Chashinan. We're not worried about two Ksubas. There's one Ksuba. Why should we think that there were two Ksubas written? V'od, and also Abaya says, L'shitasi, there's no problem anyway. Shovar Bismano Tarif. A shovar, it doesn't matter, a shovar is powerful from the day that it was written. And why is this? Abai l'taimei, da'amar, who said earlier in the parak, eidav b'chasum of zachon lo. As we discussed then, according to Abai, a shtaras kick in. The power of collection of a shtar kicks in once the eidim sign it, even before it's given. And therefore, here too, so what that the shovar was not given by the woman to the man until later, but still, it is good enough. It is good enough in terms of tiruf, and therefore if the husband collects from that date, there's no problem. He's doing that with authority. Okay, period. Next mishnah, last mishnah in the parak. Masnisa. Matzah igris. Remember, this whole parak has been discussing found items. Even the first mishnah, where they're both holding a good item, and they're both screaming, it's mine. That was because Rechoshes, they both found it at the same time. So the whole discussion is all about what you found and what do we do, whether we return it, we don't return it, what's the din. The next parak is going to talk about, again, I'm not going to, when I was tomorrow Shabbos, but next parak, we'll talk about it on Sunday, Yeshalom Midas, Elu Metziyah Shalom, which types of Metziyahs you even have to say anything about. Maybe some things you could keep. Right, Shtaris you obviously can't keep because they have people's names in them. But Shtaris you can't. But this is the last Mishnah regarding these Shtaris. So, Matzah Igris. What if you found letters? What kind of letters are we talking about? Matzah Igrishum. Igrishum, let's say you find estimation letters. What are estimation letters? Rashi says, Sheshemu Bezdin Nechse Lova Lamalve Bechova. The Bezdin estimated the Lova's property to the Malve. Igrishum, the Igris Mazon, or letters of food, letters that say that a man accepted to feed his wife's daughter. So all of those, if you find those, so do you return those or not? The Shinu Kabetzis points out here, what's Igris? It doesn't say Shtaris. Adafka Igris. What letters? So says the Shinu Kabetzis, these must be letters that one Bezdin sends to another Bezdin. It's not a real star mice Bezdin. It's one letter. It's a letter that, you know, the Lova's property is in your town. So, you know, please deal with the Malva and be estimate the Lova's property in your town. That's why it's called a letter. Rabbi Pirush Ben Tam, the Shita quotes, Igrish Bezdin Meshachal Bezdin Acher Lushum Karka Halova Shehubim Koma. With Diaklon, what Rabbi Tam said this, Midiktani Lushin Igros Voktani Shtaris. Let's say Shtaris, like it says in the other ones, Koma Bachron Isa. And Vali Nira, then the Shita says himself, Shemitchila Bezdin Shaman Karka Halova. Shita says that, no, I don't think it's a letter for Bezdin to Bezdin. He thinks Bezdin really estimates the Lova's Karka. The Acharkach Machrizin Emimsa Yosir Mishuman. And then they make an announcement, is there any better property out there of the Lova's? Any better property? The Imlo Yimsa Yosir. And if not, if they don't find anything better, so then Bezdin says, okay, we're going to go with the first estimation. Bezdin Machlitin Akarka Lamala Bishuman. And therefore, Kosem Mitchila Bezdin Shuman Lamaskeris Biana Malva. They want to remember. Bezdin wants to remember how much the first property was worth. So they write it down, they give it to the Malva, and then they do this whole announcement. So that's the Igrishum, is the first letter that was given to the Malva. So Matze Igris, if you find these letters, Matze Igrishum, Matze Igris Mazon, Shtare Chalitza, you find a Shtar Chalitza, Umi Unin, Shtar Chalitza, after Chalitza is done. So then you write a star that the woman takes so that she can get, just like by a get, she needs a raya that she can get remarried. So to by chalitza, she needs a star that she could get, or some type of raya that she could get remarried. Remember we discussed 2 days ago whether get needs a bezdin. That was the Noda Behuda's diak in Rashi and that Beis in Sanhedrin. Rashi says, miyun is patterned after some darai. So the Noda Behuda says, oh, it's get, even though there's no raya in the Gemara anywhere. It seems like from the Gemara that you don't need a bezdin. But chalitza definitely needs a bezdin. Chalitza is a mefurish mishnah yivamis. First vision above is that chalitza needs a bezdin. So shtar chalitza comes from a bezdin. Umi unin miun, the shtar miun. She has a shtar miun that she walked out of the marriage midrabanan. Remember, if the father dies, the husband, the mother, and the brothers have the right to marry her off on a drabanan level called kiddushe miun. To get out of that, she does not need a get. She just walks out. But there is a shtar miun that's recorded to prove that she is no longer married. So if you find the shtar chalitza or a miyun, shtar birurin, you find the shtar birurin, the Gemara is going to talk about what that is. V'chol ma'is abezdin, hareza yachzir. In all these cases, you're allowed to return all of these documents, right? Because you assume that they were given and they're true, and they just fell down, because the shtar chalitza wouldn't be written if the chalitza didn't take place. Matzah b'chafisa b'duluskama. But now, what happens if you find a shtar in a specific type of packaging? Right, in a bag, in a box, tachros shel shtaros, you find a bunch of shtaros all wrapped together. Oh, aguda shel shtaros, or you find a different type of wrapping. Gemara will talk about what the difference is. Hareza yachzir, that also can be returned. V'kama aguda shel shtaros, shlosh ekshurin zebazeh. How much is it? Aguda, three tied together. Three tied together, so you can return those, that shtaros. Says the Rashi in the Shita B'Kuvat says, why is this different than if you find a, right, shtar chov? By the Shtarchov, we said you don't return it. All of a sudden, you find three Shtarchovas together, you return it. Right? So why is it different? So says the Rosh, because there's an Umdana. If you find a star that Stam fell down on the street, there's a good chance that there's something wrong with it. Because why is it here? It's Derech Nefila, it must have fallen out. Derech the Haslam Chashiva Reyes Samashu Muta Ba'ashma. Umochiach Alav Shemachvas Pisulo Zarko. Why is it here? It must have been thrown away. But here, if it's in a packaging, nikar shederech nefila naflusham. It's a raya that it must have just fallen out of somebody's pocket. Because it seems like that he wants to, right, it's packaged so nice and neatly, it must be that it fell out by mistake. That's why we gotta use our, you know, use our heads, and if it looks like it was thrown out, because there's only one shtar, so therefore it's not collectible. But if it's tied up or it's in a certain package, then it would be collectible. Says the Mishnah, continuing, let's say you find three shtaros that it all has the same lova. Reuven borrowed money from three different people, and you find them all together. So the Mishnah says you can return it to the lova, because you can assume it fell from the lova, that they are collected already, or else why would the lova have all three of these three shtaros? Shlosha lova min acher, yaksa the malvin. Say the opposite. If there are three shtaros that are found together that all say that Reuven lent money to three different people, you could also return it to the malvin, because you can assume it fell from him. Matza shtar. Bein shtarosav, bein yodea mativo. Rashi says this is the pshat. Reuven finds a shtar amongst his shtaros that Shimon lent Levi money. I have no idea why I have the shtar in my file cabinet. I have the shtar that two different people, Reuven lent Shimon money. Did they give it to me to hold on to so I could be, and then just for safeguarding, did they give it to me because it was paid up already? Did they give it to me because part of it was paid up already and I'm holding it, and if it doesn't pay by a certain time, he's going to have to pay the whole thing again? I have no idea. So Yehemunah Chachiav Elio. Got to wait till Elio Anavi to tell us. Im yeshi mohem simponos, and if there is a simpon on one of the shtaros, that basically means a shofar, right? If there's a simpon on one of your shtaros, let's say you have 10 shtaros that, and one of them has a shofar with it, so yasam hashem b'simponos, you got to trust it. You got to trust the simpon, trust the shofar. The Gemara will explain that case a little more. Pashtus of the Mishnah, there's no machlokas here. What's the pashtus of the Mishnah? There's the Tanakama, there's the Rishon Gamlio. Pashas of the Mishnah, there is no machlokas here. But if you look in the Tosfos Rid, here says there's a machlokas in Tanakama and Rishon Gamlio. Machlokas. Meaning the Tanakama would not admit that if you find three shtaras belonging to the Lova, you're alerted to the return to the Lova. And Malva, you're alerted to return to the Malva. Right? You don't. Yesh Loma de Baha Pligi. The Tanakama Savar, the Tanakama holds. You need a simid or a tachrich or an aguda. But stam, that three stars are found together, that's not good enough. It's not good enough. And the Rishon Gamliel says, no, it is good enough. That's the machlokas. What tipped off the Tosfos Rid that there's a machlokas here? Why would you think that? Pashas is not a machlokas. What tipped him off? So in the notes on the bottom, it says, maybe what tipped him off is that in the Mishnah it says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. And not Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel. We know whenever there's a machlokas, the first opinion is stated, and then the second opinion is named first and then the verb. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. If it's Omer Rav Shimon Gamliel, that's a new statement. So maybe that's what tipped them off, because that's the usual rule. Right? And that relates to the thought that we've said, just to mention it now, and then we'll continue from Jonas and Ibishitz. Jonas and Ibishitz, when he was going to meet his prospective, got an email a few weeks ago from a Talmud that I remember two of the kashas. What was the third one? But when he was going to meet his prospective Shver, so they went to they met in between towns. They went to like this tavern type of place, and so he said, "Oh, tell me a vart." He says, "I don't have a sefer." So he says, "Okay, do we have any svarim here?" And they only had a sitter. That's all they had. They had a sitter in the tavern, so it was kosher tavern, right? So then they go to the tavern, and they take out the sitter. He's like, "Okay, give me the sitter." He opens up to Rabbi Shmuel Omer. It says three kashas on Rabbi Shmuel Omer. It says kasha number one is related to right here. Rabbi Shmuel's not arguing with anybody, so it's to say, I should say, "I'm Rabbi Shmuel." Rabbi Shmuel Omer. I'm Rabbi Shmuel, like Tosfos Rid's Diak in our Mishnah. I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Number one. Number two, how could there be somebody named Yishmael? How could there be a Tana named Yishmael? Rabbi Yishmael. What, Rabbi Esav? Rabbi Yishmael. So number two. And number three, one of the rules that Rabbi Yishmael says is klal u prado klal. There are different rules when there's general and then specific. Klal u prado klal, klal u prad, all the different rules. How could there ever be such rules, doesn't Rashi say many times, ein muktam u'mur chabat Torah? There's no specific order in the Torah. How can you have klal u prad? Maybe it's a prad of klal. Maybe it should be the opposite. So to answer all three kashas, says Rav Yonasan Ibishitz, says a Rashi at the end of Parshas Chayisar, where Rashi quotes there that Yitzchak and Yishmael buried their father Abraham. Rashi quotes, Mikan shas Yishmael tshuva. You know from here that Yishmael did tshuva. How do you know? Because since Yishmael is older, he's still let Yitzchak go first, he must have done tshuva. By the Yikbar Yitzchak Yishmael aviv. The kasha is, 1 minute, how do you know? How could they make a diuk that he did tshuva? Ein muktam u'murcha b'Torah. So maybe Yishmael should be first, how he can make a diuk that Yitzchak's first. What's the answer? The Gemara in Pesachim Davav. There is muktam u'murcha in one inyan, in one parsha. What, you in Mokum Bukhar? So, Vaidaber Hashem Moshe Leimer. No, it doesn't say that. Hashem, Moshe, Vaidaber, Leimer. Of course it has. It has but also in Yin, there is Mokum Bukhar. And that's how you know that he did Tshuva. Oh, and that's how they could be a Rebbe Yishmael. Because you know that he did Tshuva at the end of his life. So, Rebbe Yishmael, the fact that there is a Rebbe Yishmael, Omer, teaches me, tells me, Klalopra to Klal, that could be Klalopra, that could be orders, and because there is Mutum Mucha Batorah, but also Inyan. So all three kashas, I assume you got the daughter's hand in marriage, and but that's the Tosfos Rizdiyak. In this Mishnah, maybe there's a Machlokas, because it says Rebbe Shimon Gamliel Omer, instead of Amr of Shimon Gamliel. Okay, Vayter. Do I know anybody else named Yishmael? I know some Avimelechs, right? He wasn't such a great tzaddik either, right? And by we're getting to Teshuva's times. Again, this is...
I guess nobody followed suit.
There are, I don't know anybody named Abaya. Right, but I guess I could say that's an Aramaic name, but so that stands for something. But Yishmael, Yishmael traced back. Right. Yeah. Okay, but it's Afal Pi Kein. Afal Pi, he did Tshuva. Maybe not everybody knows that part of Yevunos and Ibishitz. Okay.
It's a built-in Vart Torah.
It's a built-in, right? It's a built-in. But I assume people would rather, you know, you're not going to get to the Vart to say the Dvar Torah if you name him. Okay. Says the Gemara. My Shtar Birurin. What does Shtar Birurin mean? What does that mean? What's a Shtar Birurin that you find? So, Hacha Tegimu Shtar Tanasa, it means the Tainus. The Tainus of two parties involved in a Besdin, they write down, so like it's like the court stenographer, right? Writes down all of the claims that was said. Rabbi Yirmiya Omar, Zebar Lo Echad, Zebar Lo Echad. No, it's the Shtar Birurin is a Shtar of Zabla, right? Which means whenever we have Zabla, Zebar Lo Echad, and we have a court case, so one of the ways to choose Dayanim is you choose one, I choose one, and then the two of them choose one together. So maybe that's the Shtar, the Dayanim that were chosen. So Gemara we had already. There was a get that was found in Rafuna's Bezdin, and it said on it, in the city of Shviri, that's next to the Rachis River. Rafuna says, if you're worried about two Shviris, so therefore, you can't give it back. Maybe they're two shviris. Amli Rav Chizkiya Rabba puk ayin to the urta boila Rav Huna mina. Rav Chizkiya says, Rabba, go research it because Rav Huna is going to ask you about it tomorrow. Remember, we said the lashon of Tosfos Yontif in Pirkei Avos. That means he focused on it. He went out and focused on it. Nafak dakva ashkach. He went out and found the Mishnah. Our Mishnah. Did not call Isa Bezna raise a yachsir. So therefore, you don't have to be worried about two shviris. Said Rabba. Go return the get. Amra le Rav Abram le Rabba. Heichi pashid mari sura mimamona. How can you prove? How can you compare Yisurim to Mamonis? This, that Mishnah is about Didi Mamonis. The Mishnah says that you can return the Shtar because of a Shtar Chov, Didi Mamonis. You're saying, therefore, you can return even by Yisurim. Even for a get you can return? How can you make that jump? Amar Leh answers him, Tarda, foolish one. Shtari Chalitza Miyunitanan. Our Mishnah doesn't only say Mamonis, right? It says Chalitza Miyun, which is also about Yisurim. Therefore, don't ask me such kasuch. All of a sudden, Paka Arzu de Beirav, the base medrash wall started falling down. Right? So, Mar Avar Misham Lesedi Di Paka, Mar Amar Misham Lesedi Di Paka. They each said, it's my bad mazla, the walls are falling down. It's my bad mazla, you insulted me so badly that you called me a foolish one, that the walls are falling down. The other one said, no, it's my bad mazla that I was interrupted and with such a kasha of yours that the walls are falling down. So it's unclear exactly are they still insulting each other? Are they accepting and blaming it on themselves? Not 100% clear what is meant here. Okay, period. Tosa says, what is the Gemara saying? How can you prove Issa from Mammon? Tosa says, but 1 minute. Sometimes we have higher standards by Mammon. By Mammon, we say, in hochem Mammon achar rov, by Mammonis. But while it comes to Isurim, we go after the rov by Isurim. Right, go to the road by Yisurim. So wouldn't it be good? So Tosa says on top, maybe here is different. It's not just Isur, it's Ashes Ish. So by Ashes Ish, we are extra Machmir. Mikal Makam, Tosa says on top, Ashes Ish, Achmiru, Demaim Shein Lam Sofo, Tenezel Chachil, Ava Bishab Ruba Misim. But you don't follow the road by Ashes Ish. Okay, but related to Mamoni Misura, and then we'll finish up, right? We've quoted, well, I'll read it, I haven't read it inside in a while, the Deres Eliyahu, the Gran Parsha Shoftim, where the Gra says, when it says there, Bein Dam L'Dam, Bein Din L'Dim, Bein Neg L'Nega, the Gra says that the Torah is split up into six parts. Shatar Nechlak L'Shisha Chalakim. Tar V'Tameh, Asur Mutter, Chai V'Zakai. Right, three parts. Dam L'Dam, Hu Asur Mutter, K'tila Tari Shalabayla. Dam L'Dam is Tumen Tara. Din L'Din is Chai V'Zakai. That's Yidim Amunis. Nega L'Nega, that is Tumen Tara. So there's Isser Veheter, there's Dini Mominus, and there's Tumah Vatara, and that's the basis for Monim Isser Lo Yalfinan, says the Gra. That's why we have this principle. The Maritz Chayish, though, points out that sometimes we do say Mamonim Yisro Yalfinan, and that is because by marriage issues we say Mamonim Yisro Yalfinan. Why? Because what do you mean? Why? What's the difference? Or why would you say they're okay? Mamon is controlled by Hefker Bezdin. And so is marriage. Called the Makadish, that is Rabbanah Makadish. So sometimes, says the Maritz Chayish here, it's important Maritz Chayish, if you look in Shabbos, you look elsewhere, some Gemaras where we do find limudim between marriage and mamonis, that's okay because really both of them are controlled by Beis Din, and therefore there wouldn't be a violation of learning one category of halacha from another one. That's the Maritz Chayish right here. Okay, let's continue. You find the shtaris in a package. So my chafisa, what type of chafisa? What's a chafisa? Amar Rabbi Chana chemes ketana. It means a small jug that's usually used for wine. You find the shtaris in there. My deloskama, what's deloskama? Amar Rabbi Shmuel tlika desabi. It means the box that elders, that zkenim, put the items in so they don't lose them. Right. So that's why where the shtaris are put in. Tosas points out that even though many people put things in boxes and packages, but it means that you give a simin about the box itself or about the package itself. And that's why it works. Tachrich shtaris o agudah shtaris v'chulu. Tana rabban akam uli hu tachrich shtaris. How many is a tachrich? A bunch of shtaris. Shlosh akruchan zebazeh. Three of them roll together. V'kami agudah shtaris. Shlosh akshurin zebazeh. And agudah is three of them tied together. Shvami nakesh a simin. Is that to tell me that tying, being tied together, is a simin? Ha tani Rebbe Chiya shlosh akruchan zebazeh. Rebbe Chiya says only three roll together, not tied together. So Gemara says yachi ano tachrich. If that's what a tachrich is, then the tachrich and the agud are the same thing. Three tied, three roll together. So what's the difference between the two? So the Gemara says, no. Tachrich kochad v'chad v'roche d'chavre. A tachrich is where, let's say you roll up, imagine you roll up one scroll, and then when that scroll's finished, you take the next scroll and roll it up on top of it, and then you keep going. That's what a tachrich is. Aguda d'ramu adadi kruchos. Aguda means, let's say you have one star, you roll it out, you have it flat open, and then you put the other star on top of it, and the other one on top of it, and then you roll them all together as one bunch. Those are two ways that the stars could be together. So my machris, what does the person who found these stars announce? What does he say? I found stars. He says minion. He announces the number. This is the number of what he found. Where it says, my Arya Tlasa, if you look Nami, then he should just announce two. If it's just about a number and somebody's going to say what they lost, so then just announce two. So Ella kita amar Ravina tiva machris hachanami shtari machris. Like Ravina says elsewhere later on that you announce just tiva. I found a coin. So to you just announce. I found shtaris. I found shtaris. That's all you announce. And therefore, if somebody says, oh, I lost two of them, that's not good enough because shtaris obviously minimum is two. So that's why he has to at least say. That's why the minimum is three. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer. As we said, if you have three stars found together and they're all from the same borrower, you can give it back to the borrower. Because if they fell from the malve, my boy Gabi Adadi, what are they doing together? Right? What are they doing together if it's all the same love? Maybe there were three malves, these three different malves, that wanted to get their stars mekuyim in Bezdin. So they gave it all to one messenger to bring to Bezdin. And it was lost there. So maybe they're not paid up yet. So where says the Mekayim? No, they were already Mekuyim. Hi, Dilma Miyada, the Sifra Nafel. So maybe after they were Mekuyim, they fell from the Sofra, but they're still not paid up yet. No, Lo Mashi Inish Kiyume, Biyada, the Sifra. Once it's Mekuyim, then they're going to get it right away from the Sofra. They're not going to let it be by the Sofra after it's Mekuyim. And the opposite. Shlosha Shlava Mayachad, Yachsal Malve. Three that borrowed from one, if they give it back to the Malve. Meaning if there's three stars that from the same Malve, you give it back to the Malve. These Agadad of the Lovin in who, my Bo Gabe Adadi. Again, because if they belong to the Loves, what are all these three doing together from the same Malve? Again, the Gemara says, Dilma Lomifta Vinu Azli. Maybe they were just being written by the Sofer and it fell from the Sofer, right? And that's why, but really they were not used yet. So, Dixivi Bitzlas Yadi Sifri. No, it's three Soferim. Three Soferim have it. Three Soferim wrote it. Again, maybe they're just the Lovah sent them to be Mekuyam, and you could give it to the Lovah. The Gemara says, no. Malva Mekayim Shtari. Lovah lo Mekayim Shtari. A Malva wants the Shtari to be Mekuyam, so it could be collectible. The Lovah's not interested in that. So there's no chash of the Lovah sending it. So therefore, there's no chash that came from the Lovah. So the Lomaisa, you can give it back to the Malva, if it's all the same Malva. Right, if the Tanakhama argues, then you wouldn't return it. You would be choshish for these things. You would be choshish for these things, and therefore you would not return it, according to the Tosas Ri. Vayter. Imi yishimayin seponos, yasam hashem beseponos. And as the Mishnah said, if you find a shovar on these shtaros, a simpon, then you do what it says in there. Amar Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba Amar Rav. Simpon ayotim dachas yidei malve. Aval pisha chazeb eksav yado, eino el kemesachei gupasul. Let's say a malve finds a shovar. A malve finds a receipt. So he's like, why do I have this receipt? Right? So it says, Rav Yirmiyah, right, the lov is supposed to have a receipt. Why do I have a receipt? So the malve is just allowed to throw it away, basically. Eino el kemesachei is like a joke. And puzzle, right, you don't have to assume it's you don't have to assume that the lobo paid up, just throw it out, don't worry about it. Lomi boy cause the ksav yad sofer, not only if it's written in the ksav yad of the sofer, Dika Lamer Sifris Rami Leva Kasa, where I might say, the Malva might say, for sure there the shofar is not true yet. Why? Maybe I found the sofer and I told the sofer, you know what? Can you write me a shofar because the guy's gonna pay me tomorrow? I need the shtar written, so pay it for me. So there, if it's in the handwriting of the sofer, for sure maybe it's not true yet. For sure the loan maybe is not paid up yet. But not only that, El Afilu Kazabiksav Yado Pasal. Even if it's in the Malva's own handwriting, it's possible. Why? Savar, because he might have said to himself, Dimel Mistrami Vyasi Benashmash, maybe the guy's gonna come pay me Erev Shabbos, 2 minutes before Shabbos. Vikaparli is gonna want to pay me. Dilo Yahivna Lay, and if I wouldn't have a receipt to give him, he'll say, forget it, I'm not paying you yet. I'll pay you after Shabbos. Lo Yavli Zuzi. And I'm not gonna pay you. So Echtovana, so I'll write this now. So then when he brings me, I'll have it right away. So therefore in both cases we think that the shover does not have to be given back to the, it's not a true shover yet, and therefore the Malva can just throw it out. Says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, 1 minute, our Mishnah. Tanani Mishnah Simponos, Yasamashim Simponos. Our Mishnah says, if you find a shover, you gotta act based on it. But a simpon literally just means something that breaks. Something that breaks, right? Simpon, we had a related to other chiyuvim. Rashi quotes other gemaras. Simpon means shover hamavatel shtar. Simpon means something that's levatel shtar. So here our Mishnah says that you go by the shover. Isn't that against Rav Yirmiyah? So no, the Amar of Safra, Shnimsa, Bein Shtaris Keruin, Hachanami, Shematsu, Bein Shtaris Keruin. No, the cases where the Malva found this simpon among his ripped shtaros. What exactly is the case? So Rashi has 2 days here. Rashi first says, he found it among the shtaros karuim, but the shovar is not karua. Right, second line. Who ain't a karua? Lefichach sofkan al shovar shemamakum hashtar mochiach al shovar shehu emes shemlo nifra lo hayanosin hashtar eitzel shtaros karuin kach shamati. In other words, I have one drawer of 15 ripped shtaros and one non-ripped shtar with a shovar on it. So obviously, this is in that case. I obviously threw this into my drawer of ripped shtaros because it's not collectible anymore. That's number one pshat. Or number two, says Rashi, Belinere. No, shenimsa hashovar bein shtaros keruim. You just find the shovar amongst the ripped shtaros. Hilkach. So then it must be niskabel achov. You know what? It's a good. If I threw just my shovar, not any other shtar, I threw the shovar amongst my ripped shtaros, it must be that, you know what? I wrote the shovar to the lovat and he forgot it. He forgot it here, so I don't want to chas v'shalom collect again, so I'll throw the shover amongst my other garbage. So it's like he threw it in the garbage. So either two deos, why in that case specifically, the shovar is not collectible. And just finishing up, Tashma, where did Rav Safra say this originally? Nimsa le'echad bein shtarosav. Let's say if I go into my closet, and in my closet I found the shtar that says, shtarosh Yosef and Shimon parua. I found the shovar that says, the shtar of Yosef and Shimon is parua, and then guess what? There are two Yosef and Shimons in my city. Right, so who do I give this back to? Shtar Shnei Peruin. So the halacha is they're both paid up. So again, what do you see from there? You see that shovers count if they're in the hands of the malva. So the Gemara answers, no, kedamer of Safar Shnimsa Bein Shtaros Keruin, Hachanami Shnimsa Bein Shtaros Keruin. That's the case where they're found amongst the ripped shtaros, and therefore, specifically in that case, the shover does not have effect. But in the other cases, like Rav's case, a regular case, that it's Yotzei Mitachas Yad HaMalva, it would be something that you could just say mesachik and it's not collectible. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, tomorrow we have third to last line, right? Right. So start tomorrow. You have Eila Metzias to start the start of Yehi Shalom Midas. Again, maybe some of us will bring back high school memories next couple of days. Maybe Hamafkid, right? But the next two program coming up are the heavily learned, and then we get into Azav and Azeo Neshach. So, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue.